Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Charlie Fuel is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie's a friend of ours, member of our Brain Trust, president of Charlie Fuel and Associates. And if you can't get excited about doing business today, if you can't get up on top of your game today, if you can't get motivated to go out there and take the marketplace by its ears and shake some business out of it after you listen to Charlie, I don't know what's wrong with you. I can't help you. Charlie Fuel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a great pleasure to be with you today.
It's good to have you here. Now, so you're still refusing to participate, aren't you, Charlie?
Oh, as we shared, I know things are tough, and I know these are uncertain times, and I know fear is extremely high. But let me tell you something. Our friends that are listening in Small Business America, it doesn't really matter, because day to day we still must create such an experience that would cause every one of our customers to be so comfortable with us that they would just genuinely be willing to provide a referral. That's
right.
That's our day-to-day business, no matter what else is happening. Wouldn't you agree?
There's no question about it. You know, I talked about that earlier in the previous hour, right, at this segment of the previous hour, Charlie. I was talking about what happens when you if you're short on staff. That doesn't mean that the work doesn't need to be done. And one of the things you got to make sure is that whatever happens, that you don't do anything to your company that causes your customers to have a bad experience.
Absolutely. Let me give our listening friends three words to begin with this morning, Jim.
Okay.
Three words. To continue to find creative, innovative ideas on how to reach out and exceed customer expectations. First word, innovate. Number two, when we come up with a new creative idea that we want to innovate, then we must implement. Implement is the second word. We implement that new idea, we implement that new strategy, we implement that new customer service theme, and then the third thing we do is inspect the results. Innovate, implement, inspect. Those key things, even though we cut our staffs back, we sometimes are short and we must work more in the business than we should, we cannot stop innovating, implementing, and inspecting new things that drive the customer experience so out the roof that they would just not go anywhere else. Would you agree?
Well, there's no question about it. You're exactly right. And see, what you're talking about, Charlie, one of the things I like about it is you're telling people to move. You're telling people to take action. You're telling people not to get locked up like a deer in the headlights. You're telling them not to curl up in a fetal position and stay inside their four walls. You're telling them to do something, move somewhere, get off your dime, go talk to somebody, go meet with somebody, do something different. That's one of the big things right now. I think, you know, if you don't know what to do in this day and time, Charlie, and then there are a lot of people out there who are just—they literally just don't know what to do. If their business, if the economy is so bad in their area, and nobody's spending any money, they just don't hardly know what to do. But one of the things you've got to do is you got to keep moving. You got to do something.
Jim,
and that's the reason I like your term, innovate.
In my seminars and in my day-to-day work, I see people that become paralyzed. That's my word.
Yeah.
We cannot become paralyzed. Right now, when people are frugal, right now when things are tight, people are making buying decisions when it's essentially important. That's when we must deliver. Now, if you don't know how, it's time to reach out to one of us. If you're not sure what to do, it's time to reach out to someone who can help give you guidance. But right now, you must perform. You must not become paralyzed. I tell you, this is the time to perform. Let me give another idea or two here before we go to break, okay?
Okay.
No matter what our frequency of purchase is, no matter what the buying cycle is for our product or service, there's two key marketing strategies I teach. Number one is, how are you going to retain the customers that buy from you today? And number two, how are you going to acquire new customers? Those two strategies should not be pulled out of the budget when times are tough. No matter whether you're a roofing company or a tree service company, a carpet cleaning, lawn care, it doesn't matter. Our core our core business when we're prospecting and qualifying is to retain and acquire. One thing I've learned over the last couple of years working with clients is sometimes we make a presentation. We go and see a client, or we call them on the phone. We make a presentation to a prospect. But remember, even when a prospect or customer says no, one of our next questions just simply must be, hey, listen, do you have friends or family or acquaintances that might need our product or service? Mm-hmm. But see, when fear is so high and we get paralyzed, we forget that and we just say, well, they're not interested.
Well, and for some reason, we start thinking it's a rejection of us, and that's not the case at all.
No, and I love what you said a few minutes ago. It's the customer's decision, not mine.
That's right. That's exactly right.
When we build
right.
our selling process, we just make the presentation and let the customer decide.
Well, another thing that happens right now, Charlie, is some people will say, well, Charlie, I'm watching every penny. I don't have enough cash to do any marketing. Well, you know what? And we've been talking about this lately. There are a lot of things you can do that are a part of marketing that doesn't cost anything. And what you just said is one of them. Ask for a referral.
Jim, let me give you another before we go to break. This one, some people will just... They'll say, well, I know that. But almost all of us in business, if we provide uniforms or we have logoed apparel, right?
Right.
So our employees and us alike wear a logo on our shirt.
Maybe a name tag.
A name tag, yeah. But here's the thing that I don't see happening. Let's say, Jim, that you own a lawn care business, and it's Jim's Lawn Care, and you go to lunch, and you go to the bank, and you interact in other businesses, you ride down the street, you go in stores. One thing we don't teach our employees is when people look at that logo, our response should be, hey, who does your lawn care?
Right.
See,
it's
Jim's Lawn Care. Our vision is to free up time for you so you have time to do the things you want. Who does your lawn care? Mm-hmm. And our employees should have business cards. And we hand them business cards.
Exactly.
Say, can we come visit you? See, we don't use that simple logo every day. It's free. It's already there. Mm-hmm. Think about that just a minute.
And I'll tell you, if you don't have the money to promote your company, you better learn how to be a self-promoter.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
You absolutely do.
And I love it when a small business owner captures me and wants to tell me about their business, you know, because I like seeing the excitement in their eyes.
I'll tell you what, see, that's what caused us to get in business, is passion for what we
do.
That's
right. That's exactly right.
I visited a prospect yesterday.
Hold on to that story. Charlie, we're going to take a quick break. Give us your website before we go, Charlie.
www.charliefuell.com.
charliefuell.com. Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We got a little Chicago taking this out. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Waiting for the break of day.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Hope you'll also check out my blog while you're there. I think you'll find some things there that you'll like, and I hope you will. Also, my knowledge base, askjim.biz, is right there off of the homepage. Also, you can listen to past interviews. We've got a motivational minute there, a small business minute there. We've got something anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes. Things you can listen to, things you can read, and it's all just for you. Whatever you've got on your mind, whatever you're working on, challenge or opportunity under the Small Business Sun. We got something that will help you, and I hope you'll check it out. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Charlie Fuell is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie's deposited a number of important words of wisdom with us over the years, and he's back with us trying to help all of us get up off our backsides and go out into the marketplace. You know, Charlie, one of the big things is this paralysis that you were talking about. We've got to try to overcome that. It's a natural condition. I mean, I want people to understand that they shouldn't beat themselves up if they feel that way. It's a natural condition. You just have to break those bonds of paralysis, and you got to go out and knock on doors. And one of the things that makes me feel better, Charlie, at least about what I'm doing, you know, for myself. And as you know, Charlie, I've been through a lot of these before. This isn't my first rodeo.
Yes, sir.
And whenever I've had tough times, I've tried to have as many different options on the table as possible, which most of the time means talking to as many customers and giving as many proposals as possible. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You and I are on the same page about that. When we get paralyzed, then if we start thinking that, well, money's tight, not going to buy anyway, let's just don't try, we have a significant problem. I'm convinced, and you've already heard this story before, but it's a refreshing story. Whatever we think creates an action absolutely congruent with that. I have to keep thinking that, number one, I had a valuable product before this economic adjustment came. Mm-hmm. I still have a valuable product or service. But I have to absolutely have a strategic plan to prospect, to qualify, and to present more than I ever had to. Remember when times were real good a couple of years ago, so to speak, real good, we could stumble through our sales and service mm-hmm. processes and still have customers.
Yep.
Today, we just have to refine our selling process, refine our prospecting, refine our qualifying, refine our presentation, make more of them, make different kinds of them. I'm doing more web meetings than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do web meetings 5 years ago. Didn't need to. But mm-hmm. today, my clients gladly will welcome a 45-minute web meeting where I didn't need to do that 2 years ago. So I'm doing web meetings. I'm doing a different kind of prospecting. I'm in the road this week, as I shared with you. I'm in North Carolina this week talking to customers and speaking with prospects. I could have been home doing nothing, but you know what? I chose to come out because I want to see, number one, what's happening, but number two, I want to connect, and I want to talk to my prospects. I want to stay top of mind.
It's amazing what happens when you get out into the marketplace and you start bumping shoulders with other people. It's amazing the opportunity that can be created.
Oh, Jim, the dialogue. See, the dialogue, to me, getting out and having dialogue with other people in business, sharing stories, you learn a lot. You see what's happening. But more than that, sometimes you can lend them the hope. You can lend them the energy. You can lend them something that they need today to make another day or two.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, we cannot at this point, those of us that are entrepreneurs, small business owners that have all of our necks stuck out, so to speak, our necks on the line. There's a time you say enough's enough, but right now, if you've got cash flow and if you can generate business, you got to keep prospecting, you got to keep staying top of mind. Newsletters, thank you mailings, you absolutely have to have a definite strategy to acquire and retain. And for our friends that are listening, I teach that 95% retention should be your goal. If you're in a repetitive business, you should, and what I mean, the buying cycle is short, or not an appliance business perhaps, although I would go back and buy appliances where I bought them 30 years ago if they were still in business.
Right.
But a short term, a 1 year buying cycle or a 6 month buying cycle, I absolutely have to stay top of mind, and I have to keep that retention going. If I'm a 10 or 20 year like a roofing company, then I have to be strategic at asking for referrals and doing community marketing if I'm doing a roof.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, as an example, there was a driveway company doing driveways out where I live. They had a person that went door to door saying, "We're doing your neighbor's driveway. Could we quote you?" Things mm-hmm. like that we might stop doing. So we absolutely have to have a strategic plan to stay out there and talk to people and have dialogue and engage people and not draw back on the basic things that cause us to succeed. We just cannot do that. I know it's tough, but we just cannot do that. I'm not one that gives up, I guess you can tell.
Charlie, I love you. Folks, I told you you were going to get energized when Charlie joined us. This is, and listen, folks, he's a small business owner just like you and me. He's not some professor in the ivory towers of academia. This man's out there making a living on where the rubber meets the road just like you and me. And
Jim,
this is what we all have to do. And you know what? You know what else, Charlie? I think sometimes we expectations are important.
Yes.
But if you're having trouble moving, don't have a lot of expectations. Just expect to meet people. Expect to talk to people and see what happens. I mean, maybe that's just the first step.
Great point. That's great. Sometimes it is just the dialogue.
Yeah.
Jim, I got another one. Have I got another minute?
No, you don't.
Oh,
you're
going
to have to hold that one. Write that down. You have to come back and tell us about that again. CharlieFuel.com, right? FEWELL.com.
Yes, sir.
CharlieFuel.com. Hey, Charlie, thanks for being here. Good job today. I appreciate
you,
the inspiration. I'm going to go call on somebody right after I get off the air just because of you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Charlie. See you later.
Bye.
Charlie Fuel, folks. He'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages with our good friend, Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.